wash them in woolite and press them, and it's going to be the prettiest thing. I've got red and white, and the guy that runs McDonald's gave me one of theirs. Theirs is a blue, you know, with a yellow M in it. I'm going to put that right in the center, right in the center.
That's pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
How many ties would that take?
Well, I've got enough to make about 2 quilts, but I've got 2 granddaughters that wants them, so I'm going to, It don't take so many.
Well, talking about bed, the thing that you rest your head on, you call that a...
Pillow.
Is there anything like a pillow, except maybe longer, that people might...
Bolster.
Mm-hmm. Bolster. They used to call them bolsters. They had the long
one. It's a much
long pillow.
Mm-hmm. You didn't sleep on it. You put your bedspread over it, didn't you?
Let me ask you about this expression. What would you probably say, say if it were a particularly long bolster, you might say, well, it doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes...
All the way across.
Well, what about a temporary bed you might put down on the floor for a child?
Pallet.
Call that a pallet?
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter stayed all night with us last night. She had to sleep right between the doors so the air conditioning could hit her, and she was all covered up, head and all. This morning on a pallet.
Mm-hmm.
You put down 2 quilts and then you sheet over that,
mm-hmm.
then a sheet over her, and then a little blanket.
And pillow.
And a pillow. That's called a pallet.
Well, talking about that sort of thing, have you ever heard of a bedroom or a place in the house where you might have a recessed place where you might have a bed, you know, kind of into the wall or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Trundle?
No, a trundle bed goes under the bed.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. But,
what would that be?
I don't know. I've seen them built in like that.
About her house.
No.
You wouldn't call it just an alcove or something like that, would you?
I've heard of it.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I don't think it's got a name.
Getting back to the farm for just a minute, what might you say, well, we expect to get a big crop this year because the soil is very
rich,
or
mm-hmm.
one of the ways saying it might be that the soil is very
tillable,
fertile maybe?
Mm-hmm. Fertile, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any name for a piece of land that's very, very good land? It grows just about anything. Maybe it was covered with water at one time, and the water since been taken off. Maybe low-lying land.
Yeah, like river bottom land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do people around here just call that bottom land?
Yeah, uh-huh. Right, bottom land, uh-huh.
Very rich.
We got some rich river bottom land across the bridge down here at the end of the avenue. All over in there, they raise soybeans and all kind of crops. Spinach, just have fields of spinach over there.
It's 3:30, you reckon we better go?
Mm-hmm, pretty
go
quick.
To the store.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll ask you just 2 or 3 more questions.
Okay.
We'll call it a day. Well, what, did any name for a piece of low-lying land that might just grow grass and nothing else? You'd say that's just a...
pasture?
Just a meadow.
Just a meadow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about a piece of land that's not good for much of anything because water stands on it all the time? You might have beavers in there or something like that.
Swamp.
Call that
swamp land, uh-huh.
Any particular names for soil that's particularly rich or particularly poor? Or is it you just describe?
Just rich or poor land, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What about something that was very sandy? Would that be generally any good or not for growing?
I don't think very much if it's very sandy.
What about, have you ever heard people talk about loam?
Yeah.
Loam, sandy loam.
Is
sandy
that
loam.
Good
mm-hmm.
Would that be good soil?
Well, it,
for peanuts,
for some things,
like
sandy loam. Sometimes it's good for a sweet.